First off, Crystal and Nicole, I'm so excited to chat with you again today. It is always a pleasure. So Foxworthy, you two are just one of the funnest duos in Canada, if I do say so myself. And I love the fact that you've already won some Country Music Alberta Awards, which is very exciting. Congratulations once again for those accolades. But now for 2026, you are up for a few more nominations. So we're going to go through them each here so we can get your reaction. All right. So first up, you are up for Horizon Group or Duo of the Year. So how does that feel for you to be nominated in this category?
Exciting.
Yeah, I think it's something we always kind of, that was the goalpost for us, I think, was being recognized as one of the best.
Definitely. So you have been together for quite some time, you know, and you have been doing amazing things over the last several years with your music. So for anyone who is also wanting to get into this category 1 year, what would you recommend they do to continue the momentum of building their success?
Just keep pounding the pavement. It never stops. It's, you're playing shows, you're meeting people in the industry, you're missing things in your regular life to make sure that you're available for, you know, opportunities that come knocking. So you have to be prepared, you know, mentally, and it just doesn't happen overnight, obviously. Just keep going.
Yeah, the level of commitment's big. I mean, and you have to be willing to change with the times. There's no silver bullet to things. And people always say, you know, if I do this, do you think that'll help? Well, yeah, things are going to help, but if there was a roadmap to it, we'd all be successful. I mean, that's really the truth of it. So like Nicole said, you've got to be ready to do anything, any opportunity that comes up. I mean, there's been times when we've got a phone call for something 2 days before, and we were supposed to be doing something completely different, and we've just had to change because it's an opportunity. So you have to be ready and willing to make sacrifices.
Great advice right there. So congratulations on that nomination. That is very exciting. Now, the next one here, you have won in the past, but you are nominated for it once again, Interactive Artist of the Year. That's got to be exciting.
This one I really am excited for. I mean, you know, we're not the spring chickens in the group, that's for sure. But we took on social media as just kind of a fun thing for us, to show people that we were really just goofy girls on and off stage. And when people come to our shows, they're always, you know, expecting the unexpected. You know, Nicole's probably drinking beer out of a cowboy boot or, you know, doing something. But that's who we are in real life as well. And that's probably the biggest compliment we've received from being in the band and people recognizing us now, is you guys are exactly the same as what I saw online. And it's just like, yeah. So it's fun to us that people get to know us, and we develop these internet friendships, I guess I call them, and people feel like they're part of our friend circle, I guess, and come to our shows and they're like, oh yeah, do you remember this one you did and this and that? So it's kind of fun.
You definitely keep on task with uploading a lot of videos, a lot of content, and have a lot of fun with it. So how do you plan it out? Because you are so consistent with really good online content.
Not easy. Because no. Crystal and I don't even live in the same location, or aren't in the same location half the time. So it is a very planned out process when we are together.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we know we have to record when we're together. So we do that. But then the cameras are always rolling. There's always something to be videoed, or what we call B-roll or whatever, to be put in the bank. And then you have to pay attention to what's trending and what's going on social media. You know, you can't just post what you want and hope for the best. And that's where I think a lot of people fail, because they just, I want to post this because I'm a singer. And it's like, that's great. You can be a singer, but if that's not what's trending and that's not what's the flavor of the day, it's not going to work. So you have to pay attention to things, and you have to spend time. And I know for Nicole and I, it's very important for us to spend time supporting the other artists that we know in our association. So there's a lot of times we're just on there liking and commenting on other people's stuff. So it's not just about our social media. It's about interacting with other people.
That's amazing. And I truly believe that you two go above and beyond when it comes to content and supporting other artists, not just online, but in person as well. And your fans, you're up for Fans Choice Award, which is very exciting. It's all about the fans on this one. And you described your fans as almost feeling like friends a bit because you are so personal online. And I think that is so special that there is that connection there. So, of course, I could ask you, what do your fans mean to you? But we know that they mean the absolute world to you. So tell us a bit more about your fans in general, because, I mean, as one of them, I can say we are a bit rambunctious.
Well, that's good. That's the way you should be. I think that our fans can just be who they are. And like, we're so accepting of everyone. You could be crazy. You could be really, really quiet and just sit back and listen to us play a show. And like, it's just important to just really embrace our music and who we are on and off the stage, and then voice that to the rest of your friends and your family about, you know, how you enjoyed our show and how you enjoyed talking to us after a show. Like, you walked away feeling like, well, I could call them for coffee tomorrow. You know, that's the way we want people to feel when they interact with us. And it's really, really important that you don't just leave saying, I'm a fan of Foxworthy. You can leave saying, I'm a friend of Foxworthy.
That's true. And that's the biggest thing is that, you know, being women in the music industry, we haven't had a lot of outside support from the industry. So we really have built the fans one by one, show by show, you know, like TikTok or reel by reel kind of thing. So, and it is that, it's that time when we come down off the stage and shake hands, whether we're talking about our outfits or the song, or, you know, it's actually incredible to see now that people are, like Nicole said, they're leaving thinking they're friends of ours, and they are. You know, we talk to a lot of people online all the time.
Amazing. Well, congratulations on that nomination as well. Best of luck. And I know it's a very exciting thing to get nominated, and you're probably really looking forward to the fact that your name is going to be spread all over the awards weekend, which is very wonderful and so well-deserved. But what else is your favorite part about the Country Music Alberta Awards weekend?
I'm excited to see everybody. It's nice to see, you know, a lot of times we're all playing on the weekend, so there's not a lot of opportunity for all of us to get together and, you know, see what's going on, and not just talk music, but check in on everybody, because, like I said, it's a tough business. So it's a good meeting point for us all, and a temperature check on how everybody's doing, and mostly what we can do for each other. Because, you know, as much as we love awards, it's turned into like this competition thing, and we like to try and beat that down, that's not what it is. It's, you know, we will all have our peaks and pits. We won't always be on top. We won't always be on the bottom. So it's nice to just check in with everybody, and, you know, the people that are maybe feeling a little bit blue that they weren't nominated or something like that. It's nice to check in with them and, you know, say, hey, well, maybe we could try this or do something together. And so I'm excited to just see the other people personally and see all the outfits.
I just hope that prime rib is in the buffet.
Oh, yes, prime rib.
Honestly, the awards have a great buffet.
Yeah, they do.
Prime rib and beer. You got me. I'll sign up every single time.
Same here. Well, yeah. I'm so excited to see you on March 21st and 22nd at the Edmonton Convention Center for the big awards weekend. Best of luck. Now, before we get to celebrate you that weekend, you're playing a show in Calgary at the Stampede City Sessions, which, I mean, they put on some of the best concerts in such a cool space. So tell us a bit more about that gig. What can we expect with Braden King also joining you on stage?
I'm excited to play a full theater show of Foxworthy songs. I don't think we have ever got to do that. So this is a great time. And we've reworked a lot of songs that we put out earlier in our career to make them feel more like us now. So even if it's a song you've known of ours, it may sound a little different at the show. So I encourage our friends and family and fans to come out and hear the Foxworthy tunes.
Sounds great. Where can everybody get tickets and more info for that show?
I think we have it on in our link in our Instagram bio, as well as it's posted all over. I know Braden King just posted it yesterday as well. Check him out. He's fantastic and lots of energy. So we're excited to be on the bill with Braden. But the links are everywhere. You can go to Stampede City Sessions. They've got it posted. It's pretty easy to find.